Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year. In 3 weeks, July 1st, I'll be going to Shasta. I'll be there through the 8th of July, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet a Dhamma and the people of Telus while we're there. Last year, we actually also met the commander of the Pleiadian Admiral in charge of all the 2 million plus spaceships around the planet from the Pleiades, who's helping us now with the Ascension. And we've been recently experiencing many miracle healings. My eyesight, for example, was restored to perfectly clear, crystal clear 2010 vision in September of last year after Adama and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. The cost is just $200, and if you'd like to go, that helps pay for camping costs. And if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I want everyone to listening today, if they can, to get a pen and piece of paper and to join me in my new online show, which will be starting in addition to my show here at KKNW. The new show starts on Saturday, June 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific time with BBS Radio in the San Francisco Bay Area. To listen to the show, please go to my www.outofthisworld1150.com website next week. The button's not there yet, but it will be next week, and you can click on it from my show on the 20th. Also, you can also listen live for the show beginning June 20th at 10 a.m. at these different phone numbers. The first number is area code, I'll speak slowly so you can write it down, 701-719-4207 or 712-775-6619. And I'll repeat that again. This is for the show beginning June 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 701-719-4207 or 775-6619. You can go also online at www.bbsradio, that's boyboysamradio.com, and click the live stream purple circle on that website. And if you use Skype, you can also listen at BBS Radio. My first guest will be Simon Parks, and I'm so happy he'll be coming on June 20th. I also wanted to tell people that I'm getting together a new spiritual healing center with crystal bowls, special Sofigio tuning forks, and other wonderful crystal healings. That should be done by the end of July, sometime in July or August, and I'll give you more information next week as I plan things out. Now, we have a very special guest coming to us today with Michiko Hayashi, the beautiful Moto Peace Project in Tokyo. She was Dr. Emoto's administrative assistant for over 10 years in Tokyo before he passed away in 2014, and her website is www.emoto, E as in Edward, M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. She goes around the world talking about the importance of love and gratitude for children, and she has these beautiful children's books available only for $5 a piece for kids that teach them the value of your thoughts and how you can create a better and happier world. And I know she also has some fantastic new things to talk about today, too, so I'm so happy to have her on. Michi, are you there?
Hi, Ted. Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me on today again.
I'm so
glad.
It's
good to be back.
Sorry to get you up early. I know you probably had to get up at 4 a.m. or whatever. So I'd buy a cup of coffee today if I could, but it's a little hard to send it
over here. I already have a cup of coffee right here with me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Tell us for people a little bit about Dr. Emoto, Mr. Emoto, for people who are just tuning in and don't know what kind of work he did, good work he did.
Okay. He did an amazingly beneficial discovery for all people, for all beings and Earth. What he did was, originally, he was a doctor of alternative medicine, and he was healing, helping people using the Hado vibrational machine called MRA, magnetic resonance analyzer.
Okay, okay. Sorry to stop you there. Could you explain HADO for people who don't know what HADO is, please?
Okay, HADO means vibration in Japanese, or it can mean wave, it can mean frequency, or it can mean subtle energy in Japanese. So HADO includes all these meanings. Mm-hmm. And I just say that vibration because in one word, because it's easier for people to understand. But when I say HADO, that means subtle energy, wave, frequency, and vibration, all that, okay, in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that explain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, yeah. He was using this HADO machine, a vibrational machine, to detect what kind of problem the patient or client had. And usually when we have any kind of problem, like it can be spiritual problem or with the problem with human relationship, problem, a physical problem, or problem with action, any kind of problem has the root cause of why they do what they do or why they have the problem that they have. So with that machine, he detected the root cause, and that was an imbalance of frequency or vibration. And because in HADO perspective or point of view, everything is also yin and yang, negative and positive. And positive side of love frequency is beautiful love. But the opposite side of love in the perspective of HADO vibration, it is like greed or resentment. So people are having this imbalance of love frequency in their powerful negative side of vibration, like greed or resentment is really powerfully strong. Then that person has a problem in that perspective. So what he did was he would, after discovering what the root cause was, and then he would imprint the codes, HADO codes, to neutralize that person, the negative cause, and had that patient drink it.
Fascinating.
Drink her or his personalized water to neutralize make that harmonize that frequency within him or her body and aura and the ether in astral level. Mm-hmm. And that way he healed more than 10,000 people. So at that time he knew that everything was vibration.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And
that's
he
amazing.
Wrote more than 10 books on vibration or HADO in Japanese.
I hope you don't mind me interrupting, but could I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
How do you ever think about HADO or vibration as a way to help people? Did he ever tell you about, explain how he stumbled across that?
He was saying that everything is vibration, and when we are in well balanced, I mean, he always said harmony is the most important thing. I mean, and there are five issues or five items in the law of vibration. The very first one, the very important one, is purity. When it is when we are very pure, then the purity, because of being very pure, it resonates. Because we are energetic beings, our mm-hmm. thoughts are powerful energy. So mm-hmm. purity, we when we are sending out our, for example, love frequency, or sending out some good intention to the universe, to something, we have to be very pure so that it resonates with that vibration. Mm-hmm. For example, when I'm hitting this 528 vibration frequency, which is love frequency, like this, and if it's really pure, it resonates with that 528 frequency and it comes back because it's a wave. Anyway, so he was saying that purity is very important, and also resonance. When it's pure, then it resonates very well with that vibration.
Mm.
And also, yeah, so purity is number one, and resonance is something that is really important for this law of vibration. And the third was yin and yang, understanding that even for love, there's yin and yang. The positive side is really pure love, but the opposite side in the law of vibration, that the opposite of love is greed and resentment. See, mm-hmm. when you love someone and when love is so powerful and strong, then sometimes you want to possess that person and just want to, that's greed. That comes from greed, the personal greed to possess.
Is this related to the concept of duality in the universe and yin and yang, black and white?
Yeah, it's related to that. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, because when you see this, everything, they have... Everything has different directions or angles. When you see something like I have my coffee cup. When I see the coffee cup from the side, I don't even see there's some coffee inside. But when you see only from the top, I can see coffee, and I don't even see that there's this beautiful drawing on the cup and things like that. It's like, what angle are you looking at from? Positive side or negative side? And sure. For everything, for winter, like winter, when we have four seasons, in winter, when you see from the positive side, is winter is the time for people to rest, to stay home, to be keep warm, keep yourself warm, and get more rest, sleep a lot. So all the animals or plants and trees, they know that it's time for them to sleep. So all these beings are sleeping in winter. See, that's the positive side, I would say. And the negative side, it's cold and can't really do active things. But so there's always yin and yang. It's how you take it, how you understand it, how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
So it's always yin and yang, and also for the law of vibration, there's a law of similarity. When I am, okay, everything is a repetition of like law of seven octaves, do re mi fa sol la ti do. That's the repetition, and that everything repeats. That's a repetition. When the law of similarity is when people are similar, they resonate, so they get together. So it's like,
could you give us? I know it's really cool when you do this. You have these three tuning forks, and one's 440, the other's 442. Could you explain people how that experiment works? It's pretty interesting.
Law of vibration. That's a very powerful law of vibration.
Okay.
Yes, whenever I give my presentation, I take these three tuning forks that Dr. Emoto used to take with him, and that's one of them is 442 hertz, and two others are 440 hertz, and this is just to show them how vibration works. And when I hit 440 hertz tuning fork, the other 440 makes sound because they are exactly same 440 hertz. Now, 442 is so close, very close to 440, but when I hit 440 hertz, this 442 tuning fork does not make sound. This means 440 hertz means it's vibrating 440 times per 1 second. So it's vibrating very, very quickly in 1 second, 440 times in 1 second. And 442 hertz means it's vibrating 442 times per 1 second. So the difference between 440 hertz and 442 hertz is only the difference of 2 times vibrational difference in 1 second.
Right. Okay.
So when we hear 440 and 442 hertz, when I hit them, they sound very similar, and we don't see the difference between 440 hertz and 442 hertz. But in nature, everything is vibrating, and everything knows what vibration it is. So when I hit 440 hertz, it's the other 440 is resonating. That means every other 440 hertz are resonating and making the vibration and sound. And so that shows that our thoughts are very powerful energy. So when I want happiness or good health, I should be thinking and saying related to happiness and good health, so that I am hitting that vibration instead of unhappy or disease.
Yeah. One thing.
Can I just interject? This is Carolyn here again.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Carolyn.
One of the things is that when we work with affirmations, is that the affirmation needs to be positive. And it has to be said as if it's now. So, like you said, if you want good health, it's to say, I don't want to be sick. The unconscious mind, the subconscious mind, doesn't understand the word don't. It just hears sick. So if you are going to put that vibration out, that it's like, I am worthy. I love myself. I have abundance. So it's all these things. It's so important that, like you said, to get that vibration, because our thoughts have, well, like you said last hour, our thoughts have wings. They have power. So you're bringing that when you put that energy out, you're attracting that same vibration into you.
Oh yeah. And you know, and when Dr. Emoto used to do all he always had fun vanishing or erasing clouds in the sky. And we can do it. It's so easy to do. It's your intention, sending out intention. And this is how you do. This is how we do. We always use the past tense. We say, pointing out the cloud, the very cloud that you want to erase, and say, the cloud is gone or erased, has been erased, and thank you very much. That's all you have to do. So just wait for a couple of minutes, it's gone. And that's how powerful our intention is. So when we do want to bring reality to a desirable or ideal reality to yourself, we say, I am happy, I am healthy, and thank you so much. Then it's there. The vibration is sent out, it comes back, because it's a circulation of the energy, and you're bringing back what you say, what you think. So you never really focus on negativity, but positive affirmation always. And it's really interesting, because Dr. Bruce Lipton, who always studied DNA for many, many years, he said that DNA changes depending on the vibration we generate. And we can even change our own DNAs that is within our body, like almost 6 billion DNAs, and that are related to our consciousness. And emotions like hate or greed, or anger, fear, negative ones damage our DNA. So we always want to be positive, kind, and loving. So our DNA within our body will be really healthy and happy and generate and make you really even more happier, as well as because of our intentions of energy and our thoughts are so energy and so powerful, and we're kind of making torrents of the energy field around us, and happiness and love are so powerful, much, much more powerful than negative ones. And we are influencing everything around us and even environment. So that's how we can create, we can transform this earth into a beautiful planet, water planet also. So it's really interesting how different people are talking about how to create our own reality in a positive and beautiful life and beautiful earth environment. It's just takes my, it's just the choice. Every second, it's every single moment is the choice that we take, we make. And we, if I change, I choose positive thought, kind thought, instead of being angry or being sad or being worried, but just to know that something great or creator is giving us everything we need, and we are bringing it. So,
Mitya, just to back up a little bit, you mentioned creating a beautiful water planet. From my conversations with the Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance, the human species in this universe actually came from Lyra, and we were aquatic beings then. We came from water, and so it's a fascinating thing. And that's, you're right. Yeah, we are water. We are actually water beings, according to what they've said. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And I know that water is coming from the universe. Even now, every day, it's coming into to this earth through by comet, the water, the ice planet, and it's just every day it's coming in. That means we are drinking this ancient water. It's old. It's much older than the age of this earth. We're drinking it, and that water has memory. And we, when we wake up, we will have this beautiful, remember the beautiful life of this water, why we are here, why we are born here at this time, and where we are from, and where we're going. So this is really beautiful.
Let me ask you this. I remember you said once that Dr. Moto said that water is God and God is water. Could you please comment on that, please?
Okay, one thing is water, he said that he was saying that water, God is water at the beginning, or it's because water is delivering God's message. So water is God. No, God is water. But toward the end, he started to say that water is God, because water is in everything, and it's so sacred, and it's the mirror of everything, and it's giving the love and light to everyone equally, and with the message of God. So when he said that when people realize what water really is, that when people learn the truth of water, then this whole world will be finally a peaceful world that God wanted to create. He said God designed this earth with love and gratitude. And that is why water makes such beautiful, the most beautiful crystal at the molecular level of the water, such a beautiful crystal, golden, beautiful crystal to love and gratitude, the word love and gratitude. So and that's the that's how we can boost up our immunity also. Mm-hmm. When we are in love, we are always happy. Even though we have fever, we want to get up and go and see this someone whom we love, we're in love with. Mm-hmm. Or even though we are so sleepy at the middle of the night, day after day, but when we have our own baby, it doesn't matter how tired we are, but we get up and give our breast milk to our baby. And that's what love is. And we are protected at that time. And we have so much immunity. Our immunity is very powerful. And when we are given all that love, we feel so grateful. So it's also, again, yin and yang. Love is a giving energy. And when we receive this love, we feel grateful. So gratitude is a receiving energy. Oh, this is something, another thing that this is so important that Dr. Emoto used to say. He said, God is giving us, all beings on earth, equally his love to all beings on this earth. And what we should be doing is receiving God's love with two gratitudes. Then one will stay within me, and the other gratitude will be switched to love and given to the next person. So then, and I'm giving this, my love, to the next person right in front of me or right beside me. So the person that who received my love, if he or she receives my love with true gratitude, then that love, gratitude will stay within her or him, and the other gratitude will be switched to love and given to another person. And then it will start going, love and gratitude will go all around her family, her society, and country, and on earth. So it's so simple. All we have to do is just feel, send out love and receive with two gratitudes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I think the Beatles were right. They said all you need is love. And also Albert Einstein also said that the most powerful force in the universe is love. And It was 1955. He wrote his daughter Listowel, a beautiful letter saying that if he had to do it over things over again, he would have never created the atomic bomb. He would have instead created a bomb of love that would raise humanity's vibrations and help raise and create a beautiful planet of harmony, peace, and love. So it was very interesting reading that many years later.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so love is the most powerful and wonderful, beautiful energy that anyone can have. Everything has. And we have to know that this earth is love. The universe is love. That means we are love. And we have forgotten that. So many people have forgotten that. And everything is yin and yang. So we want to focus on positive, everything positive. If you want to live in harmony or happy, we always try to remember that we want to be in a high vibration, which is love, which is kindness, which is gratitude and compassion, then nothing that is low vibration can bother us, can get into our field, because we are energetic. I have my own energetic field. And if it's high vibration, high frequency, low frequency cannot really come into my field. So I think that's something that that is really beneficial for people. And it's so easy. We just choose love, happiness, laugh. Laughter is a powerful, a high vibration. And actually, this doctor whose name is Dr. Kazuo Murakami,
could you talk to him about him? He's a great guy. He's very interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is one of the top geneticists in the world, and he's a professor emeritus at the University of Tsukuba in Japan. He has been studying genetic research. He's been studying genetic research for more than 40 years. Mm-hmm. And he decoded. This is why he became so well known all around the world, because he decoded the human enzyme called renin. And he also wrote the book called The Divine Code of Life. What he did was he knew there was a relationship between mind and genes, just like Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Okay.
He said, when we are laughing, our DNA genes are being very activated. So he always said, laugh a lot, live happily, and be happy always, instead of being sad or angry or any negative emotions, but be happy. And this has been proven scientifically through his study of gene genetics.
Interesting. You know, I do have a copy of his book. I read it years ago, but fascinating fellow. Mm-hmm. I really like his work. Yeah.
Because of this coronavirus, Tetsu Shiratori, that he is the movie director, very well known movie director, producer here in Japan. He and I are doing this program called Pandemic with Love. We started doing that after this coronavirus, because we wanted to transform the energy into love. Beautiful. People will just focus on something beautiful and love and how beautiful love is. And so Dr. Murakami came on our program. He could not come on physically, but he sent all these information, his study and his message, to Tetsu, and Tetsu read it, and we did this show. It was just powerful, and how our genes are responding to our mind, positive mind. I mean, we want to focus on positive mind. And the most powerful one is love and laughter. So Dr. Murakami always makes jokes and laughs, and his team was always happy. And so that's why his research went really much better and quicker and happier, and the result became so well. And one more thing, if I can share, I don't know how much time do you have left?
Oh, we have plenty of time, actually.
Oh,
we have
okay.
23 minutes left.
One more thing. This is something beautiful that I wanted to share with everyone. The beauty of fasting or eating less.
Okay.
Fasting is also, it's like, it's the way to enlightenment also.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I know some people who do not eat at all. They breathe and they get nutrition from prana or chi, and they do drink water, but they're just amazing. And this very well-known author, and he was a doctor also in Japan, he said that eating less or very little with fresh vegetable only is the action of love and compassion. And I thought it was so fascinating. The reason why he said this eating very little or fasting is the action of love and compassion is because this is good for yourself, and this is also good for the earth, entire earth. We are sharing food with other people. We're sharing food with other animals. Instead of us just being greedy and eating for myself, but to share with others. Mm-hmm. And then you feel you become healthier, because when you are on fasting for 3 days, all the diseases will be gone. It's really your healing, your body itself is healing yourself. So when you notice, when you are really sick, you can't really eat. Your body resists any food, and what you do is you sleep a lot, and you have fever. But at that time, and without eating, but you do drink water. And that's how your body heals. And by fasting, the same thing is kind of happening within your body.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, actually, I have, well, both Jerry and I, over my years, I've done a number of fasts. Some of them have been 7-day fasts. I've done a 3-day water fast. And I found that I think what happens is that there's a long medical description, but basically what happens is that your whole system resets itself, and that your body, after about 2 to 3 days, 72 hours, the digestion system shuts down. And when the digesting system shuts down, like your stomach and the intestines and the liver, it gives it the opportunity to rest, and that you can throw off toxins. And every single time that I have done either a 3-day water fast, and then I come off of it and eat juiced vegetables and very lightly for the next couple of days, I really feel a lot more grounded. I don't feel as I don't get as much head fog. I always sleep well, so I can't say whether it's that I'm always a heavy sleeper and dreamer. But basically, it's a good reset. And the whole thing about eating or not eating, I found, because the first fast that I ever did, gee, I was 12 years old. I was having allergy and food problems. And, you know, tell a 12-year-old, you know, don't eat. It's psychological. It's getting over that, you know, that's if the stomach is kind of growling, give it a little bit of water. And if you have issues, a lot of times that friends of mine have gone on fast and that have been drinking too much coffee or things like Coca-Cola, what happens is that the first day or so, you can get a headache because you're sloughing this stuff off. And then after that, it clears up. So I've done it for, oh, I don't know how many different fasts I've done over the year. Probably, I'd say at least a dozen long-term ones. And also, it's good even just to do a 24-hour fast. And during that time, be very appreciative and be in gratitude, mm-hmm. meditate, do your prayers. Mm-hmm. I've done 7-day fasts working and have had no ill effects. So it's just, I think it's everybody should look at doing it, providing they don't have any serious conditions, and you should talk to your medical provider.
When you eat, all the cells have to really work so hard to digest whatever we eat. And it takes a lot of energy for cells and genes and everything. But when we are fasting and not eating anything, then at that time, all these cells can work, find out any kind of problems that we have within our body, physical problems within our body. And if I ever have any, like a cancer cells, they can find it and they can heal that. Mm-hmm. If we are on fasting, so it's you can say that we are resetting everything, but at the same time, that all our cells can focus on healing the problems that our physical body has. If we are almost 3 days, we say that if we are on fasting for 3 days, all the problem will be healed. And also, I think Edgar Cayce said the same thing during his reading. So fasting is really one of the best ways to heal ourselves. And also that this is why probably all the Buddhist monks do fasting. It's the way to enlighten enlightenment or to spiritual path, I think. Oh. You become more compassionate. You
yes.
will be feeling more like you will be receiving more messages, and you will be you will be going higher to leaving from this third dimensional world and going higher level, I think.
Oh. Well, all eyes of the universe, I have to tell you, are looking at planet Earth right now, because it's the only planet that I know of. My friends on the other side tell me that's shifting into the higher dimensions right now. And it's happening. It's an exciting time to be alive. I know we've got challenges, but there's a lot of good things happening on the planet now. And your work, Michi, with the Emoto Project, and Carolyn, your work, and I think my work too, and all the light workers listening today, we're all making the planet a better place. We've got about 14 minutes left, and I wanted to tell you that, Michi, so you could cover any topic you'd like.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I do want to talk about healing again. Okay. Many people are going through this stress right now, and one more way of healing is, I think it's as Carolyn just talked about, meridian, and you can there are many ways to heal ourselves, but one way is tapping meridian points, and the good one is a crown chakra on top of your head. It's like tapping your top of your head and saying, whenever you are finding out what kind of stress, what is bothering you, why you are feeling negative things, then you say, I am worried, or whatever your negative feeling, or I'm angry. And then you tap your kind of nicely and gently tap your top of your head, and then let it go. And then you can start going down, tapping on top of eyebrow and down the eyes, two eyes, down the nose, down your lips. Also, you can tap your thumb gently, rub your fingers and things like that. Then you start to feel well. And that's one way of releasing the stress. There are many ways, or also breathing deeply, breathing out all the stress and breathing in the beautiful energy of the earth is really good way for healing. And people, when we are under stress, we forget to breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So just slow down and sit and breathe out all the negative feelings you have, and then breathe in beautiful, beautiful love light from the earth, and then breathe out, and deep, deep breathing will help.
Wonderful.
And always try to stay, always choose, whenever you come up with the negative emotions, choose love. Choose kindness, choose compassion, choose gratefulness, and you will be surrounded by the beautiful, positive energy, and life is going toward that direction, because everything is vibration, and you're attracting. Let's think that we are magnets. So what I think and what I say is all coming because I am the magnet of that vibration.
Well, those are very profound words. Carolyn, are you still there? Do you,
yes,
would you like
I
to
am.
Add something? Yeah, go ahead and add something if you like.
One thing, and I talked about this first hour, and it brought up Michi was saying about breathing. One thing that I teach people is that just a very simple thing to do, but when it's the belly breathing, so when you're inhaling, your belly goes out, and when you exhale, your belly goes in. And one thing that I do myself every day is that I breathe the color in colored light into my chakra. So on the inhale, for example, with the root chakra, this is red, and I say I inhale red light, beautiful red light, to my root chakra. As I exhale, I release anything that no longer serves my root chakra. And sometimes I do that a couple of times. And then I inhale beautiful orange light into my sacral chakra. As I exhale, I release anything that no longer serves my sacral chakra. And then I inhale beautiful golden yellow light into my solar plexus chakra. As I exhale, I release anything that no longer serves my solar plexus chakra. I inhale beautiful green light into my heart chakra. As I exhale, I release anything that no longer serves my heart chakra. As I inhale beautiful blue light to my throat chakra, and I exhale anything that no longer serves my throat chakra. I inhale beautiful violet light, indigo light into my third eye chakra. As I exhale, I release anything that no longer serves my third eye chakra. As I inhale beautiful white golden light to my crown, I release anything that no longer serves my crown chakra. And then I ask that all of these energies be balanced and integrated, balanced and integrated. And then I run the figure eight through my body, my energy field. And just doing that simple thing, I did it rather quickly here because of time constraints. But if you could do that every day to bring the light in, because it's all about light. It's that vibration of light and love. And then just say, I release anything that no longer serves me. You don't have to get involved with, oh, do I do this or do I do that? It's just, it's whatever no longer serves me. So you just release it to the light. And I think that is the breath is so important, because this is it's the chi, that's the prana. It is our lifeblood that helps, because the breath and helps move the water in our body, and we're 78-80% water.
Right.
It's all about this energy circulation. So if I have one gift to give people, is to do that every day, just very simply, no expectations, and just like you said at the end, I balance and I integrate all of my energies.
Beautiful.
Great.
Beautiful.
Great advice.
One thing is that when people are having that negative emotions, or when they're in trouble or anything, I learned that many people are in that box of negative reality, just focusing on something that is happening and all that. But what I recommend is to observe things, be out of that box and observe. Then even though the society might be this and that, or the situation might be this and that, but when you observe, become the observer, you just can be, that's what knowing, but you're not resonating with that. So that also helps too. And also, of course, breathing is really good, really important. And accept who you are, accept what you are, and love the way you are.
Acceptance, exactly. It's that.
Yeah.
It's a self-love. It's loving and accepting who you are. And another thing too, and I know you mentioned this, is the gratitude, is that when to be grateful to, every day is to even think of and write down three things that you're grateful for. When I do laundry, I look at my washing machine and say, I'm grateful that I have a nice washing machine.
Yeah. We are grateful we can wash these dirty clothes because they will become clean. Also, I can wash these clothes because I have this person right with me. So, you know, there are so many things that we can be grateful for. When you see my finger, I mean, I have these 5-10 fingers that I can use, and I am so grateful. I have my hair, even though they may be gray, but I still have my hair, and I'm so grateful. There are just so many things that we can be so grateful for.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And that's, and I think that's the, when, to me, the most powerful, beautiful crystal is the love and gratitude crystal.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful.
And it's that combination of, because you've got the, it is the perfect balance of the yin and the yang. You have that mm-hmm. love and gratitude, that giving and receiving, the giving and receiving. And I think this is, there's always something to be grateful for. There's always mm-hmm. something in your life. As long as you are breathing and there are things that, and it's to appreciate that. And what do you mm-hmm. appreciate about things? Like I said, it's just a little thing. Like, there's some people in this world that don't have a washing machine. Well, I appreciate my washing machine. I've had to go to laundromats. You know, I appreciate that I have two loving cats. I appreciate that I have a loving husband, and I appreciate those things all the time. It's not just something. It's like living life is a prayer that you need to every is that constant connection with that higher self, or that is what is beyond your physical body, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Beautiful. Absolutely. We've got about 4 minutes left. And
I would like to, if you don't mind, I would like to let listeners know that I will be giving my presentation at the Conferencia Mundial de la Luz y de la Paz in Dominican Republic, and that will be online. I will be showing all the beautiful water crystals online, and how we are energetic beings, how powerful our thoughts and intention and words are through the message from water. So I hope that they will be able to watch it. Ted, you know the website of this program?
Yes, absolutely.
Conference?
The website is www.pax, P-A-X, and then L-U-X, and then Mundi, M as in Mary, U, N as in Nancy, D-I.com. Or you can email them for more information to register at Pax Lux Monday. It's P-A-X-L-U-X, M as in Mary, U, N as in Nancy, D-I at gmail.com. And the conference goes on from Monday, June 19th, Saturday, June 20th, and Sunday, June 21st. They always give these beautiful conferences. This is the sixth year they've been doing this, and it's run by a wonderful man named Dr. Fernandez. Luis Fernandez, yeah. And they do a beautiful job in raising consciousness. And it's available online, so you don't have to fly all the way to Dominican Republic for it. And I urge everyone to check out their program. I'll be giving a presentation from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th, Dominican Republic time, which is 3 hours ahead of the West Coast. And then, Mitchie, you'll be giving your speech. When will that be again?
On the 21st.
Okay.
And that's morning time, Dominican Republic. I think it was like 9:30. And my time will be nighttime on that day.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that many people will be watching it. It's in Spanish, but the people who understand Spanish will be able to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be giving my presentation in English, but I think they may have Spanish translators too. It's always a fun conference, and they're such beautiful people. And mm-hmm. anyway, if you can, I urge everyone to listen. And oh my goodness, you know, when you're having so much fun, time flies so fast. And Mitchie, I want to thank you and Carolyn so much for coming on today. Your website again, Mitchie, is
www.emoto.peaceproject.net.
Thank you. All right. And Carolyn and Jane, thank you so much for both of you coming on today. And I hope you all have a beautiful
Thank you so
happy,
much.
Okay, thank you. Love to all.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Love you.
Bye. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone.
Have a wonderful
Bye-bye,
weekend.
Everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 You know.
たに光